bouger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gonna show you that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you give me that, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gonna show you that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you give me that, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gonna show you that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gonna show you that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you give me that, yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gonna show you that, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you give me that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go down, go down, go down, go down. Baby, go down, go down, go down, go down. Shawty, go down, go down, go down, go down. Baby, go down, go down, go down, go down. Shawty, go down, 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 down. Baby, go down, 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 down. Shawty, go down, 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 down.
Let us know where you are listening from. Send us a message to +1 412 499 5000.
Pull up on me, pull up on me, pull up on me, pull up, pull up on me.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spakbrothers.com or spakbros.com, and we'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spakbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7275 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT Pittsburgh, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. As a parent, sometimes you have to let your kids have their way, but car safety should never be up for negotiation. Make sure your kids are buckled up correctly for the whole ride, every ride. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information. That's safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. This message is brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT Pittsburgh. Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. You can't teach them to ride a bike in just 2 minutes or to dress themselves or to give them good manners. But there is one important bit of parenting that you can do in just 2 minutes. Spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure your kids brush their teeth could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. To find out more, visit 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and WRCT. You are listening to Circadian Rhythms here on WRCT Pittsburgh. At the top of the hour, you heard Deerhoof with Epic Love Poem off of their latest album, Actually You Can. Then right before this last song was Turned Into Air from Marissa Nadler, which I believe features Emma Ruth Rundle as well. And that's off of her latest album, The Path of the Clouds. And then finally, that last track that just ended was Dear Laika with Ubi Sunt from her latest album, Pluperfect Mind. Once again, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Circadian Rhythms. Coming up next, I have Wise Blood with Storms That Breed.
Thank you. Watching you like a cherry tree, I've been dreaming about watching you like a cherry tree.
That was Xenia Rubinos with Cherry Tree. Coming up next is Ila Bamba with the song Sonia Dora. last track was Zola Jesus with Soak. Coming up next is Big Thief with their song Strange.
Thank you.
That was Rose Melberg and Masahiro Takahashi with Sky, Ocean, and Weapons. Next up is Marriages with the track Skin.
Thank you.
let's really quick hear about some other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh. First up is The Pandemonium Model. Soothe Your Cognitive Demons, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Next up is Unfortunately Not a Podcast. Why listen to aimless chatter when you could listen to some good old-fashioned music instead? Tune into Unfortunately Not a Podcast with Costanza Ultra and get your sonic fix. You'll hear some songs, and hopefully you'll prefer them to a meandering conversation. Mondays, 8 to 9 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. This next track is Grounded from Pavement's album Wowie Zowie. That last track was Au Contraire from Julie Duaron and The Wooden Stars. It's about time for me to sign off for the night. I will leave you with one final song. It's a rather long one. This is Dots by David Thomas Broughton. Thank you all for listening to Circadian Rhythms here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
like the old Roman Republic, lose its democracy to a domestic dictatorship. Chalmers Johnson gave the following talk in Seattle in 2004.
I thought I would begin tonight with just a quick rundown of the origins of my own American Empire project. Blowback, subtitled The Costs and Consequences of American Empire, was researched and written during 1998-1999. It was published early in the year 2000. It grew out of two quite specific influences on me. As I say in the front of the book, I had been throughout the Cold War a spear carrier for empire. I believed the Soviet Union was a genuine menace. I was, in that sense, a routine professor of international relations. Two things happened. One was the demise of the Soviet Union in 1991. I expected a much greater peace dividend, a much greater withdrawal of the United States from its elaborate apparatus around the world, military apparatus to confront the Soviet Union. Instead, our government did everything in its power to find a replacement enemy almost at once, and it shored up the old Cold War structures, particularly in East Asia and in Latin America. This struck me analytically as an important development. It raised the question, was the Cold War in fact a cover for something more fundamental? Was the Cold War in fact a way of justifying something that the leaders of our government did not think was fully justifiable, namely an American imperial project going back to World War II and growing out of the demise of the British Empire? As I say, I expected a great deal more. It didn't come, and it required analysis. The second concrete influence, in 1996, the governor of